Watergate, remember?
He's completely lost touch with reality.
How much more?
Will the rest of us stop paying off your debt?
Lost touch with reality.
Let me finish. A man must cry. I don't cry. The fight.
Nixon, this film is not yet rated.
It sucks, Mother Hubbard.
Another Nixon picture?
Another government totally
was a rebel indeed. He liked to get naked while he smoked on the seed. He
that's
was a genius,
strange.
But what? If he was here,
he had Nixon goes down to the seat and ultimately right cut there.
Now, let me tell you can something you, like, about the government. You know
but that was before Gunn concluded. The art of the universe bends towards us.
And making them freaking extinct.
Something which, to paraphrase Jefferson, should make us all tremble.
Too much? Is that too much for you? More.
And here we are at the nexus of negativity. It's the middle of the night.
It's just very low volume.
The time when churchyards yawn. Listeners also.
That's good.
Yeah, the master was down.
There you go.
All the way down.
Oh. Now, it may not be balanced right for Dr. Hal now. But, yeah, I would say that the pre-game and the post-game ought to be balanced so
good. Government just totally sucks.
Bring back the U.S.
Yeah, Chevron.
Government totally sucks.
Well, I'm not sure that would be a good option, a good idea to bring it back. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Let's yeah, once it's gone, why don't we bring it back?
Where did I put it?
Well, it was around damn somewhere, it. You know.
It just took us too long to kill it.
Constitutional Convention, it was
I was up around the house looking for the thing I just put down. Where is it?
You know, we've been trying for 25 years or more to kill it, and it's taken us this long. We're kind of happy about it. We don't want to... We don't want it to stop. We want it to keep on dying, but at a faster rate.
You see,
I'm a little impatient at the speed at which its
first
demise is.
The Constitutional Convention was really just to ratify the original Articles of Confederation, not to go as far as they did in creating the American Constitution.
You know, nature has been around for a long time.
See, nature
really?
Rejoices.
Nature
since time began.
Hath shown
nature
us the way
mean.
With
nature's
innocent revel
mean. Nature
to welcome the day.
Has the power.
Nature
has the
mean.
Plan.
Yeah.
Teen nature.
Well, like Mr. Goldie. I have Mr. Goldie tonight at Adult Extension School at Ask Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he's mean. He grades.
He
like,
mean.
Grades really badly.
Somebody took his special book about the polite elephant.
I know. And that whole thing tonight, I was told that I had the book in my truck because Rob put it there, and I knew that book was the wrong book, so I got the book. And then the book was signed anyway by Dr. Hal.
Dr. Hal has the habit
it's
of whenever he's
no
around
sense.
And he sees a children's book, he just signs it.
Well, otherwise, how are the little nippers going to get in contact
plus
with
it
me?
Makes the children feel better about themselves to have these signed books around. They don't.
I let
the
them know
is.
That only I can protect them from the hideous monsters.
And your special signature, your that's signed in the special blood of the ancients
if,
that you derive
the little
from the
nippers don't
forgotten
watch out,
recipes.
Monsters will come
druids.
In the middle of the night and nibble their ears.
You would follow the druids' ancient recipes?
Yes, the druids, they started it. I must confess, I'm...
Damn, druids. Go away, druids. I'm trying to scare them out of history.
Yes.
A druid dwelling in his holy oak.
In his holy
crowned
oak.
Crowned with mistletoe, with staff
what?
Of oak.
We have to kiss him now?
Well, yeah. You could.
Well, maybe it was the Deodar.
Now you've done it.
Yeah, now you've done it. You've
he's
kissed something that you should never, ever have
actually,
even seen,
this,
much less
this evening,
touched
last
with your
evening,
lips.
Last evening at the book signing with Ed Helms about the resurrection
mm-hmm.
from the grave of Vice President
Name
Cheney.
Dropper.
That happened again?
No, he and I were talking about doing the video, so the
doing
moment
it.
That Dick Cheney died, the thing would hit YouTube. You know, it'd be on 2 minutes later, I could just download the Cheney coming out of the grave video.
He
and
comes
going, I am not dead.
Yeah,
I
you gotta, you have to have that ready.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and film several so, different right. endings so that when, depending
yeah.
on what happens... Maybe you should do another one where Cheney goes wild with a shotgun, you know, and he like goes on a mass murder spree.
So cool. I wish I could do that in the financial district on a, like a Monday morning.
Why can't...
Guys just walking around...
I could help you with that. I mean, I could be one of the guys that gets shot.
But, yeah, today.
And then Dr. Hal could get shot, and then you could get shot, and then.
It's really twisted, man.
It's rather hard to do gags like that out in public.
It is hard. Why is it hard to do that?
Things have changed. We used to do kidnapping, yeah.
Why don't we do it in a gymnasium? We'll hang up a blue screen behind us.
By the way, caller, we're listening. We are listening, caller.
We are listening to you.
Caller, run away.
Caller. Not anymore. We're not listening to you.
Well, after all, their patience is not infinite. They do have lives as loath as we are.
These Lotharios?
Rudolph Vasolino types, gigolos, what have you.
He's jiggling gigolos.
Reminds me of Nina Rota's score bellies. For Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, los niños.
Gelatinous, quivering mounds of flesh.
There our happy hearts will quiver in the realm of
punch
the
up the happy hearts music.
That's not a heart. That's just a big
tell
flapping
me they are
gut.
Not in posterior positioning plugs.
Yes, we'll gather at the river.
Are those not plugs used in different sexual
the beautiful
adventures?
Is a beautiful
like.
River.
And they have like 14-year-old girls in them who then pop out.
Gather with the saints at the river.
Play us against the world.
Play is the band. Was the band. They're not together anymore, folks. But they do.
Oh, they broke up and splintered to become and go into super groups, right?
So hard
individual
to keep up
solo
these
artists
days.
And
no, and the thing is, nobody you can't. You know, you cannot keep up. Stop that bad music.
But they weren't as good
please,
as the sourdough.
Please stop the bad music.
Only make play. The good music happen.
That was amazing. You guys changed people's lives tonight.
Thanks.
No, it was so awesome. Well,
that's better than awesome. Changing people's lives.
We were.
That time
we rocked. Remember when we were rocking?
That time we rocked, yeah.
We rocked the night away.
Which, that's
you rock.
You watch your own. So you're probably responsible for the 430 hits on the Portland.
I'm responsible for at least 20 of them. I've probably watched it.
Yeah, that I've watched it a bunch of times. It's really fun. It's a really that whole little series is great.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice. Yeah, it's
if
nice
you put it in a playlist and
uh-huh,
just watch
and just
it,
play the whole
the
thing.
Rockumentary of Portland.
Yeah,
it's a rockumentary.
It was so fun to be up in the.
There was not very many comments. I noticed that, but there was a lot of relatively
well,
you don't
want people to
views.
Make rude comments.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what you would say about it at the end. What do you right. say about it anyway? You know, it's all been said
over
already.
Over time, it'll get picked up, and people will write all kinds of stuff as it goes, as other people find.
As it goes viral?
Yeah, slowly. Very slowly.
Yeah, it goes viral in a slow,
but these
methodical.
Do. Yeah, they do that. That's what over time.
Very exponential way.
It just has to go to the right guy's website who loves subgenius talk, and I really like it. It was
well, it's sort of like going to a place you always wanted to go, and they give you all you can eat while you're there, and you're happy and you're satisfied, and you go, that was great, I'm really full now, I don't know if I'll ever want any more of that for the rest of my life. You know, that's perfectly fine. It's there's some products that are like consumption products. You just eat them, you consume them, and then they're gone. That doesn't mean that they have not a relative utilization value that's as, at least as high as something you might want several times during your lifetime.
Like that clam chowder across the street, which I didn't know.
Yeah.
Did you see that place, Hal? There was a clam chowdery place across
clam
the street.
Clam chowdery place, eh?
But I had the hamburger and french fries, and boy, we were so hungry, it was great. And it was cool. I was sitting there with my old friends in Portland. That kind of thing's great. I just loved it.
Yeah, it was really very interesting in that, yeah, we had a lot of friends there.
You're saying you got a burger and fries in Portland?
At that bar they serve at midnight. They had food.
Yeah.
Well, I had some fries, but I didn't want to eat a burger.
I had a burger and fries.
I should have gotten a burger.
You know what it was? I had one of those drink tickets left.
That's what I was saying. Across the street was a chowder place.
I had a drink ticket.
And I believe the minions.
Yeah, but you could get a burger with a drink ticket.
I did. I walked up there and asked him. I said, can I get a burger with a drink ticket? And I looked at the guy.
Are you talking about that place?
A burger with a drink ticket? But, sir, it's simply not done.
On Ash Street.
Like a
ashes to ashes.
You know, we sat there waiting for a cab forever.
Can
and
we have a burger? Can I have a burger instead of a drink with my drink ticket? The guy looked at me and he said, well, sure. Can I have fries with it?
He said, duh.
In Portland,
so
has
I had
a
burger and fries.
One-way street thing. That's
burger
very,
and
wow.
fries, and you expect us to believe
that?
They
brought me a plate of fries that was as big as a human head.
Shoe fries.
Shaped
pie.
Like a human head. A bloody
human
head.
Oh, I saw that,
head.
Yeah. Well, they were. That was in honor of the Arnold Palmer bloody head a revolution.
It was like a,
but
a
the hatchet
fly.
Part stuck in the middle was a little disconcerting, and the ketchup.
Well,
spray,
and then,
you know,
but I thought he finally decided to bury the hatchet.
That's what it was.
And then JFK's brain, of course. Was,
come on, don't go there, man.
Well,
don't
we've got Jack Ruby's can opener.
To get at the brain, he did.
So in Portland,
really, we really
in
do.
Portland, there the streets are one way for 18 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
the next day I got up and drove around for hours, just kind of you have and you go
on,
from way over that hill, and then you can
all one way out of town.
It's cool, but you really have to know where you're going and plan it carefully.
You have to make some forward motion there with the
Portland
wheels.
It's a wild place, and then the rest of the place is all homes. For
it's just,
all,
it's just a home away from home for everybody who's a homeboy in your home.
Ed Holmes.
Well, Ed
Holmes goes
too.
There a lot with his
all
home,
the little,
hometown
all
homeboys.
The little,
and he says, hey, homie.
All the little
arranged
towns there connected. So they're Gresham.
He's at the
am
old
I
place.
Dreaming
the old
this?
Children's
well,
home.
Least,
I think
not
so.
Like,
Hal, wake up. See, this is the cool thing. When Subgenius is asleep, they all dream the same dream.
That's a movie I saw once called When Subgenius is Asleep.
But now I'm awake, I do despise my dream.
Right there.
Yeah, when I was dreaming, it was the coolest thing imaginable. And then I woke up and I remembered my dream and I thought, man, that's dumb.
Naked. Oh, you didn't think tasty?
That's really dumb.
Crustaceans.
Because sometimes I think...
Which naked crustaceans were you speaking of?
The man who's speaking to us.
He was eating the naked crustaceans?
No, he paints them.
I was painting what?
He paints them in the nude?
Yes.
I painted nude.
And then do you cook them after
you paint? Chloe's doing the same thing. Our friend in Portland is...
painting frustration.
Painting as fast as she can, whipping out just.
Just painting as fast as she can.
Yeah, I'd like to.
So she's here in San Francisco. Can't paint. She goes to Portland and she's painting as fast as she can.
Because she's trapped in suburbia. Her truck broke. She's young and broke. So she's got nothing to do but paint. You know, it's it. Because that you saw that place. It's like once you're out there in those houses.
No, I didn't see that house.
Okay, it's like well, anywhere you go, it's just those. Miles, it's like an L.A. in a pretty place, you know. So
yeah.
If you don't have a car,
you're
really kind of...
Southeast, I think. Southeast Portland.
Yeah. Yeah, there are places where you can live and everything's there you need.
Yeah, I got the idea that you can find... there's buses that you can get, though.
There's public transportation.
Yeah, they do
that's
have
true.
Buses.
Yeah,
and they have true. A train.
That's true. They do a light rail. It's cool. It's very neat. It's
it
quite,
goes
I can see why
the
people
mall,
move there.
Where Tonya Harding used to practice.
Uh-huh. Really? I want to go.
Tanya to clock you on the side of the knee.
I always wanted
you
to marry her.
By.
No, if you were married to her, then she could fix your car and she could make a sandwich for you.
Did
that?
You see the Tanya Harding porno video loop?
No.
I did.
But I would get so excited.
Several
like,
times.
Head would pop off.
Because it was looping. I mean, what could you do?
It yeah, loop, it loop, keeps loop, running. Loop. So you have to keep watching. No, you can't.
You're awful.
The neurons that I saved by not watching that?
Exactly.
I'm smarter than these two guys because I did not look at that.
He is smarter than us.
You wouldn't have wanted to see it more than once.
You could have a couple of problems.
But he thinks that's a good thing.
Yeah, you say
that.
That's a good
horrible video.
What
horrible
what
video?
What horrible
you're
video,
not talking about
boy?
Anything of mine, I know.
Tanya Harding sex tape.
Oh, yeah. Can we get off that? Because every time you say it.
We've already forgot about
every
that.
Every time you say it.
There it is
true.
Again, yeah.
This show is moving fast. We were there. We were gone. And then we were. Then you put us there again, and it was like, wait, we've been here.
Yeah.
You couldn't bring me down, Daddy.
And I'm suddenly forgetting what station I was on. I was completely off.
KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley.
Oh, thank God you did that.
KFCF and Friends, Fresno. Yeah, in a frenzy. In Fresno. And with the Fresno lens. And KGFR in Chico.
And KPFA.org on the internets.
On the worldwide, weird, wacky interweb.
You can find yourself
a real whack job.
Just don't spend all your time on Facebook, kid.
Well, let's just say that it's not for everybody in these United States.
No, but I did have a question.
All right, shoot.
So on the interplanetary saving vehicle, there's not going to be like, you know, body snatchers or like snakes on an interplanetary flight.
That would indicate a total loss of control. That would indicate that the whole project was riddled with error and not the divine salvation that Subgenius have promised.
What? they promised?
Yeah, or double your, or what, triple your money back? Eternal salvation.
Sounds like that alien critter.
Well, these aliens are your friends, man. Besides, they will give a chemical signal which will make it impossible for you not to copulate with them.
And next week we'll be having an expose on aliens who are your friends, your personal friends.
Like the mugwumps.
Those ones that whose name you keep in your
mugwumps, yes, kind of, yes. They are known as the sex goddesses. You've probably heard of them.
Oh, wait. I think I met one the other day.
Yes, they're real.
You know when you've met one.
That was
there's no doubt.
I got to say that's a puzzle.
You can feel it in your media sternum.
Wow.
I
don't want to go there.
I felt it a little bit. I'm not talking.
Ah, yes. A remarkable bird is the pelican. And my mouth can hold more than his pelican.
So I'll try to change things if I can. That's the weirdest lyric I've ever heard.
What's that?
What?
Really? Well, you don't need to. It's a dynamic that just keeps going. Why would you want to?
No, I just start a new one.
Yeah.
This one's over.
Are you advocating a revolution?
Yes, I'm thinking that we will
like to think so.
Well, phonetically.
A revolution. A revolution.
Down to three letters each.
Oh, a crossword solution.
It's like
revolution.
Well, they're all white, blonde.
Uso Beach.
Well, like, do text.
It's a great video.
It's a really hot video.
Man, what is this music? It's so happy.
Well, I am in it.
Have a sappy Christmas.
I'd like to think so. It's monkeys over and over again. It's a great pop song. It's all syrupy and perfect.
It's hideous. It's hideous.
The monkeys?
It has a beat and a melody and all those things that we hate about music.
Ah, yes. A beat and an onion and a turnip and
a beat, a melody, a rhythm.
Mr. Dr. Howe.
Yes, I'm here.
Once upon a time, there was a playa. And somewhere within the deep cosmos of time, we saw a sight, and it was called the deep spasm.
Uh-oh.
Spasm chaos of time, which we like to call boom, kaboom. If I may, speak in tongues, I chiwe kunukulu sedekum. And there I was, deep in the sea of time, with Hal on a ship. We called it the bay, but we were still in a ship. But we were in the bay, I assume it was a bay. I swam. Dr. Hal and I swam within this bay. He spilled wine all over the dock. It was fantastic.
Swimming in the bay, in the bright eye of day.
Yes. Remember me?
Yeah.
You know who you're speaking with there, Mr. Sir?
Yes, why, of course. How could I possibly forget?
Exactly. How are you, Dr. Hal?
Well, I'm fair to Midland. All right, I guess.
A little foggy over here in the Richmond district.
Oh, I thought that was just me. Well, doing my nightclub show, so tomorrow night we will hit the boards.
Well, hey, Kay, can you put me on the air a little bit? Let me just sing a little bit of it.
Knock the dust off the mat. Hmm?
Have a little
brittle.
There she goes. She's speaking in tongues.
Go. Well, if that don't beat all.
Hey, 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 hey.
Oh, she's totally pegging the hate-ometer.
Spaceometer, re-register your monitor. Steven Elvis in Congo. Snowballs from a
Snowballs, you say?
Snowballs.
Surely there are some. Well, I
that would frost my balls.
Frosty the Snowball came alive one winter's day. And
sounds like a peripatetic periodicity that can't be
not handy right this second.
This
no, I don't.
Particular peristaltic movement.
No, not on me. I don't
not
have,
on you,
have
but how,
any hand.
How about somewhere within a, like a 10 or 12 mile radius?
At Meinenholmen.
At your abode?
Yes.
At your abode among men?
Yes.
Your
yes.
holy high
it
abode
is, as you
among
say.
Men.
That is where
on
to
on that mighty hill above
out.
Looking down on all the proletariat. Quivering, slathering masses.
Like a quivering brain.
Quivering, pulsating, dripping. Emanating brain of unknown origin.
Oh, not that unknown origin.
An unknown urchin of unknown origin.
Swollen.
With hope, horror, and
distended.
Element 92.
Disenfranchised tissue.
Oh, I would, but
and if you'd
I,
like to listen to more disenfranchised tissue exposition, please go.
Only a bit of dead
to
tissue.
Puzzling evidence. TV on YouTube.
It's loads
there
of fun,
you
folks. You can
of...
be there for hour after hour watching Puzzling Evidence's favorite videos.
It's got like
videos.
820 videos up there.
Oh, so many videos. Oh, and my eyes are aching from having watched so
Utra.
Many of them.
You become dizzy.
Lick me in my wet spot. Why don't you lick me in my wet spot?
A website, you say?
On well, your, lick you on your website.
Yes, I'll look you up on your website.
Okay.
So, and oh yes, here we are. Face.
Yes. What was the old sow about?
Old saw, you mean?
Old saw about
the,
sow
you can
saw.
Sit on my.
No, you
Facebook,
YouTube, MySpace, and
my
Google
face,
your
my
Yahoo.
Space. No, that's just a moment there.
YouTube, MySpace, and I'll Google your Yahoo. Okay.
You do, and I'll never speak to you again, Philo Drummond.
Hmm.
Oh, well, I
okay.
don't.
Yeah, you said
oh,
that last
well,
time, and you're
okay,
talking
no.
to me now.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I'd utterly exhausted that maneuver. I had to think quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would I do?
You could use this pike. This is a tool. Any various, widely distributed, voracious... No, it's not the fish... Not a fish pipe.
It's like a
it's a long
a
pole
weapon.
Having a metal spearhead. Used
a billhook, they also
and...
call it. Thanks, old man. I won't forget this. With this pike, I can avenge my father's death.
Yes, you can. And the people will be coming down from the hillside soon.
The people? What have they to do with it? What have
well,
I to do with
they're
them?
Protesting
what?
The way you are avenging your father's death and that you've caused the death of so many innocent children in the collateral damage.
And they would die in nature's ordinary way.
I understand that, but the thing with the pigs and
the very swine.
The piles
do better,
of
as you say.
Disenfranchised tissue everywhere, strewn about. Buckets.
Hey, fellas.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Check this out.
What the?
I'm gonna sing with you, baby. I'm singing with you.
So, you know what happened to that Hal's thing?
Something did.
The thing, that happened, the thing that happened
yeah.
in the house thing.
Oh, here, it's
was,
being
so,
projected.
So I'm talking to Stefano, yeah. who plays mm-hmm. me in the Burning Man opera.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. He
and
plays John Law.
And we're talking. And then this couple comes up, and they start talking to me. I'm thinking,
a couple, huh?
I don't know what they're talking about, and I don't know who they are. And I suddenly realize they think I'm John Law. So
oh.
I'm with Stefano's, the fake John Law, and I'm another fake John Law. And we talked for about half an hour. And I have a problem. Maybe somebody can help me out there in 848-425.
Mm-hmm.
What is John Law's child's name? Because they asked me at one point. I had to do some fancy talking to get it.
Sebastian. Yeah.
I need to bone like, up on some real John
Mr.
Law.
French on Family Affair?
Oh, yeah. Man, that's right. No, I hate that show. But I never... It was in the background.
His name
was
Sebastian
Cabot.
We
had that scandalous affair. Yes, that's right. Sebastian Cabot.
So I told Mr. Goldie because went the first night to the Burning Man Opera, I walked up and sat right next to Harley at that little, you know, because there was no reserved seating that night. So
did you know that that table was on the end of a rod,
great.
Which would raise it up
it was
12
yeah,
feet
yeah.
off.
It was really fun. So we're talking the whole thing. And then Mr. Goldie from Mr. Goldie's class comes in and sits next to me.
Oh.
And Harley turns to him and says, "Hi, Dale."
Huh? I get it.
Mistaking him for another person who was at last night or Wednesday
night.
Was it
a nutter time?
Dale was actually there at the Wednesday night show along with Will and Crimson and some of the old timers watching old 8mm movies.
Boy, these films are as sharp as anything.
Now watch when she does this. Isn't that cool?
Most people aren't even.
How do they get the pipe in there like that?
Those subgeniuses.
Interesting.
Religion is amazing.
Yeah.
It inspires, look at that.
Look at that.
You see, what religion does is it makes people do what
they
would not normally
touch.
Be capable of doing.
The pyramid is a very, very nice touch, the way they have it aligned.
In the ecstasy of...
In such a way to increase the pyramid power.
Union with the divine spirit.
The transpiring spiritual aspect.
They perform prodigies and wonders.
Imagine a pygmy in a pyramid. Can you imagine that?
Look at that little fella go.
Look at him go.
You see, the pygmy can get through spaces that full-sized people cannot get through, and he can actually proceed through a warren of labyrinthine passages too small to admit any but a small child.
Yes.
Through the insides of the Great Pyramid. I thought they were going to put a remote control robot in there to see where those places go.
Did they not do it? No funding? They ran out of money. I don't know why they did that. I was standing there in the cold, all lonely.
If it was by a plan or by a mandate, or if it just happened by accident, or if it was an unbelievably complex interaction of coincidences that made it.
Well, will we ever know, or will we never?
A farce, a foregone conclusion.
Philo believes in reality.
I didn't say I believe in it. I didn't ever say.
Now he's getting all defensive.
Don't have to believe in it to yak about.
See, you got him. We're in a sensitive spot.
I'm just going to sit over here with my crystals and moderate my aura.
Then there was the bad way everybody treated Jesus. We're all supposed to be guilty
about that.
You are responsible for driving the nails into the flesh of the
Son. No, not necessarily the nails, but like that 12th time he got slapped across the face. That one was
that was you.
That was me.
Okay, well, I guess
and that time they put the crown of thorns on, they gouged through the side of his head. That was you.
Well, I mean, the whole idea was... I mean,
all of us were guilty of some level of Jesus' misery.
Supposed to be the king of the Jews. I mean, so we were just going to...
He's the Messiah.
We were just having a little fun.
But he's also the propitiator of our sins.
Sheriff, we didn't
Since we were all born in sin equally, we have to have something that's going to forgive us of our... eternal sin.
Forgive us our debts.
And since none of us are perfect like
who said?
Jesus was.
Oh, well, yeah, like that.
Jesus said that. None of us are perfect except him. The one that cometh for the Father.
Yeah.
Here, I'm typing this. Hold on.
Yes, I
slow down.
All right, hold on. There you go.
Okay, now, it's complete. Jesus will be back in 6 minutes. And when he gets here... He's going to lay the law down this time. Not this pussyfooting around, trying to interpret
the
his metaphor.
The fire that's going to come with
his metaphorical sayings and this.
I gotta show you the
strange parables and
the terrible revelations of the Basil Wolverton illustrated.
You're talking about the terrible parable.
Yeah, and the Basil BW we call him in his walk-in
Basil
fireplace.
Wolverton.
And over the fireplace hung a picture of the Dauphine, looking down, probably 11 years old,
with his snitty snootness going
in
on.
The man in the iron mask.
Yep.
And oh, that one. That one? No,
and
how
I'd
about
sit
the
there
one?
With my basset hound and my white cat, my white cat. And I'd look at that kid and I'd think, he's like my age now. And yet, his story was different.
The long lost Dauphine.
And then, my dad bought a car, a Dauphine.
Oh my gosh.
$150 American.
What a cosmic coincidence.
What an interesting
the weird part is that when I was 9 at the airport, I passed Bob Donaldson.
Oh, come on now.
Yep.
You passed and surpassed your future victim,
exactly.
Bob Dobbs,
you
in the airport.
Him and
it's
you,
just like
when you passed him, you checked off your
something.
Book. I will
you know,
kill
you're
him
in the airport.
Oh, no, I was in the airport bathroom, and I passed Bob Dobbs. Sorry,
oh, no,
I didn't this,
you
no,
passed
I mean,
him in what way?
You I mean, passed Bob Dobbs, oh, that way.
Oh, for heaven's sake. So
but when you did that, you did note that one day you would kill him, right?
Yeah, I just felt
in
I was,
your in your
I was
book,
sitting there
in
thinking,
your journal that
kill.
Day, I'm going to kill him.
In your guts, you know.
Flush him
not.
Down the toilet.
I'm going to first. Someday. I am going to. But then I didn't really think
about
it.
But Bob Dobbs passed you earlier that day. So
well,
it's a weird
it's a,
loop.
It's a,
kind
yeah,
of a
the
continuous.
Yang of, right, of cosmic.
It's like the opposite of the worm Ouroboros. It's the animal that completely continues to vomit itself out instead of eating it, consuming
itself. Yeah, it's like
itself.
Watching Jaws backwards.
Right.
What you see if you do that
or
is
the Titanic
is a giant fish that vomits people until they make a beach.
The Titanic backward. Remember that one? That was great.
Yeah, that was one that still isn't played in bars all over the place. And part of what made it great was the sound. The VCR
it's played in bars?
Yeah, you can go to bars. I gave out copies of it. It's 11 minutes long of the entire backwards thing. And people still play that just
come
up on monitors in bars. I can see it.
I would think that would be a great thing to monitor
thing
in a
to
bar.
Just look at, you know, while you're trying to pick up.
I'd like to have that job. Does that job ever come open? The bar monitor?
Nope, there. It just opened up, and
Nicole Linger.
Here she is.
Just give me a little witness, right?
Yeah.
Throw me in there, right?
Okay.
Cell phone, thank you. Yeah. Hey, Kamalinga. Can I get a witness?
Okay, apply the electricity.
A genus of hardwood trees.
Oh, my. That's quite a reaction. Well, I guess some things are better than
that. Okay, we're going downstairs in her mind now.
Okay. Watch out. The railing here is...
Oh, yeah.
Look out.
I have a... You just reminded me. I bought one of those three movies on one DVD thing, and one of them is a haunted lighthouse story that is wonderful.
It's not the octopus, is it?
No, it's not.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not the...
It
crawled...
No, it's just the...
It
the
crawled
girl, the
by
killed,
night.
The killed mistress comes back and haunts the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And
ooh,
all very
creepy.
Cheaply shot, but really fun to watch.
A Republic or Monogram movie?
A nighttime succubus?
I have to look that one up again. It was just one of those little $1 finds. It was a treat. They have many good shows on there, except
yes,
they're in mono.
Yes, they do indeed.
Yes. Old TV. The embarrassing wealth of stuff on Hulu and... Online of old and here we're opening up.
They have embarrassing things on Hulu.
Yeah, like Subgenius stuff.
Really?
That Portland
is
thing.
My countenance.
It's on Hulu
person.
Now.
No, just kidding.
Oh,
it might have been.
What else is on?
It's on
there?
YouTube though.
It
why?
On
who
YouTube.
Needs it to have it on Hulu? It's on YouTube.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
look at it right now.
Tres,
you well, there you
many,
go.
What, that's
your own rap is
own
there,
rap.
But just don't let any get on that's not suitable for airplay on the aerial
air. I
am
going to make an edit one time. Like
he's
I said,
make
if you...
edit him.
Of every time he says the bad KPFA word, there'll be some piece...
There's a lot of those words I should be... You should be able to leave in there.
Yeah.
Words.
That's
words.
What makes
I just
the,
like... Yeah, the
further emphasize what the bad points were by leaving some of the...
I
you know, you
yeah,
can leave,
and it's fun...
There's no reason you can't
you
leave
mean.
Anal Fisher tissue in there.
Yeah.
Wonderful
or bucket, you know...
Can be the
giant
thing.
Buckets half filled
feeling
with necrotic
feeling and
tissue.
Feeling
and get some franchise tissue.
Mega monkey.
We can talk about that stuff.
Like I say pen, and you say ink.
At 848-4425 in the 5-pin area code, we'd really appreciate a lifeline thrown to us now because...
Won't somebody throw me a lifeline? Easy.
Smoking courage. That's what I sounded like earlier.
Courage. Courage. What do they got that I ain't got?
This.
Courage.
See, that's hard to type and talk at the same time.
Yes, it's exhausting.
Unless
for some
you're typing
people.
What you're talking.
However, now the days of the tin-plated typewriter are behind us. All we have to worry about is a little carpal tunnel creeping on us from our overuse of the keyboard.
Yeah, but then you can go see a movie.
In the tunnel? I want to see some. There are some that I really like to see.
Like what? Tell me. I'm going to see ya.
Well, Zombieland or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Don't you want to see it? Huh?
I do.
Want to see it?
I was pretending to go to the movie in my mind, and I was trying to think.
Going in your mind.
It's 4:20, folks.
It is right now, huh?
There's one about John Keats called Bright Star.
It's so strange.
In the theater.
So strange.
And there's Inglourious Bastards. I never got to see.
I already knew to be true.
At least I got to see District 9.
Yeah, I have. If you want to see it again, we can see it again. I've got a copy of that. It's kind of a nice one. Interesting, the other one, horrible news that I have to share with you right now.
From where? From the Netherlands, you say?
This is our Saint Soupy Sales has died.
Oh, no. Soupy Sales
Saint
died?
Saint Soupy Sales dies.
Good
It was
Lord.
Truly
well,
a marvelous inspiration for your subgenius church, yes?
In the midst of life,
yes, Saint Soupy
we are in debt.
Saint Soupy was a pie-splattered comedian. Known
Saint
for his rubber face.
He was a pie splattered man.
Rubber chickens.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm just a pie splattered man. That was
5,000 live TV appearances.
Yeah, let's tune up.
Not to mention his abortive attempt to penetrate Hollywood with his movie, Birds Do It.
He'd actually taken over 20,000 pies in the face over his career.
Wow. That's hard for a modern man.
When you just think it, if only he could have eaten them, all would have been well.
Well, I'm sure he got to eat some of them that were like real pies, but a lot of them were just fake pie in the face type pies.
But
you know?
That's not fair.
I like the way the Three Stooges used to have real pies. They'd have different.
Because it
they'd
wasn't
have
fair.
Fruit
yeah,
pies.
You could tell what flavor pies the Stooges were using.
And
they were that
would
real.
Like, yeah, people would like, you know. Eat them and stuff while they were in their faces, and it was great. I like
that show.
Three Stooges. Nobody has ever topped the pie throwing and pie
that rhubarb pie over here.
Pie use other than eating, and then eating and from an ancillary sort of
Indians,
sort of you know collateral perspective.
And Pie the movie,
yeah,
where they just you spend the entire 90 minutes inside a slice of pie.
The pie-eyed peeper of Hamelin.
Which you can see on Ask Dr. Hal, because they serve free pie there and coffee.
Well, I wish it were so, but there are certain regulations that have to be followed. Yeah.
They don't? Oh, man, what was I eating
then? Sad.
Oh, no.
You were at the, not at Ask Dr. Hal, at the Mercury Cafe there where they have the blueberry pie.
I'm presaging in like 15 hours will be the thing again, which is always fun. I always look forward to it. It's great
again.
To go ask the hell fun.
The thing, can you take it?
Yeah.
The thing, next 6 exits. Now don't tell anyone what the thing is once you've gone
the
to see
thing,
the thing.
No, you never talk about what the thing
the
is.
Thing.
Really?
You never say what it is either. The thing and it are highly related, but you never actually identify either one of them in a specific way. Only approach them generically.
Hey, just make sure you don't climb any buffalo poles.
From another world.
They might grease them next year.
Buffalo?
What was that?
You might get kicked out of the
buffalo wings?
Climb a buffalo pole.
A butt flying a butt spline pole.
There's no butt floss pole.
A butt spline or butt floss? What did you say?
You're miss.
You grease the pole. Whichever it is, it's a pole with grease on it.
Grease the pole, eh? I'd like to see that.
Grease the pole. That's like where you chase a pig up a greased pole or something like
no,
that?
No, nobody does that
anymore.
You chase a greased pig up a greased pole.
They used to, but yeah, nobody does that anymore. Now it's a horrific series of one-night stands in Portland and Wichita and all points east.
People used to just line up next to Sleepy Sales ready to take a pie in the face for him, you know?
Well, he was very big when he was on New York TV and did the Soupy Sales show with Fang and all the other members of the gang.
And before we were born, he used to do shows with John Philip Sousa in the park when he was very young.
Well, that would make Soupy rather avuncular and grandaddly because he was by no means of an age to have hobnobbed with the creator of the Washington and Lee March.
I think you got your times wrong, man, because you know that guy, he wrote the Monty Python theme. So
1890s.
He's like really modern guy.
That's the Liberty Bell.
Which we used to play in military school, so I could never listen to a stupid...
His first pie show. Came in 1951.
It did?
Yeah. And just think about 20,000 pies later.
There's no way I could disprove that because my own life.
Why would you want to disprove it?
I know there were pies before 1951. And
there were no pies in Soupy Sales' face before 1951.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, in
not
that case,
the first pie, just Soupy Sales' first face pie.
Objection and table.
Now, there might have been a moon pie.
Chair to the table. I mean,
it could have been a moon pie.
Tabled motion to the chair.
But I don't think it was in
the
face.
Floor should,
it might have been.
The floor should fall out from underneath the.
The floor should.
So you thought we were going to go somewhere and do something a moment ago.
That was 6 minutes ago. The whole world was different back then. Yeah. Now it's just pure show.
The human mind cannot be swayed by sound alone.
Oh, the human mind is getting into the act.
It's just a required thing I have to play. The subgenius required a rant about the mind. Because apparently what you do is the subgenius borrows your mind for the length of its show or something, and then they wash it or clean it or something, and then they give it back. And so,
the mind is its own place.
So when you
and in
we play this
can make
people,
a heaven
then,
of hell,
yeah.
Hell
we're
heaven.
Really, I mean, I'm not, but they are really a religious order.
Yes, White Fang and Black Tooth are no more. Ever again, you hear.
Well, but maybe on kinescopes they will persist unto the end of civilization.
I hope so.
And what did you think Soupy was that great yourself, Philo?
Oh, I love Soupy Sales. I grew up eating everything Soupy Sales had to offer. He was amazing.
Did he ever have Bosco as a sponsor? Mm. I seem to remember. Maybe I'm thinking of a different...
Ovaltine comes to mind, but maybe it was Bosco.
Yes, rich, chocolatey Bosco.
It's also rich, chocolatey Ovaltine.
Well, yes, there is that coincidence. yes,
I wonder if that is a coincidence. There he is. He's on Soupy Sales' complete show. That's true humor.
That's true comedy.
That's the setup for Pee Wee Herman. Look at that.
Yeah.
The same door in the middle, all right. The activity going on.
Yes.
The whole door thing was great.
I never saw the show. Yeah, it never played any place I happened to be.
Oh, man.
It was on in New York.
Or my parents wouldn't let me because they're parents.
I'm here to sell you a ticket to a concert. That's
it might turn you into a juvenile delinquent.
That's what happened.
My pants. I need the money to buy a belt. And I make money on this if I sell the...
Well, at any rate, we'll have to follow the story and its narrative at some other time because we are in the middle of our own broadcast here on KPFA and can't spend all our precious broadcast time channeling an ancient Soupy Sales program.
It's perfect. It's perfect. I jest and fuck around at the same time. So I could swear.
Did you get that?
Edit that out.
Yes, there's the delay on KPFA.
I know, it's classic. It's classic. It's awesome.
And lucky for us, otherwise the Humongo fine would be levied against us as Senator Humongo has dictated.
We'll be all... right?
Well, that's right.
Some would mind these landmines, or landlines, as you call them.
I mean, I appreciate the landmines. My tumor sometimes interferes with my reception on my cell phone. You know, not literally, but, you know, if I switch ears, maybe this other one.
The metallic structure interferes with the magnetic flux and pulse. I'm telling you, it's just not as easy as it once was. And yet, somehow, we've got to manage to carry on through all this strife and worry. There's no other point, really. Remember, my course in success in sex and real estate is not...
Let me write that down. I'm going to remember that.
This is a simple matter.
I remember there was something he kept talking about that started with an S on the show.
Only involves common sense.
Sense dollars and
values,
cents.
Dollars and cents and common sense.
And uncommon sense.
What you judge to be practical is probably so. And
let's just get right in front of it.
Your immediate judgment on what is impractical also.
Face it.
I'm a little
like
stiff
the
here.
People we are. The human beings.
Where am I supposed to put my...
The human subgenius beings.
The human stains.
There we are. That's your underwear you're talking about, right?
I just need to cast it on the waters.
Cast it across the waters with the soap flakes.
We're going to have a cast party later.
There's some bleach, too.
Oh, does anyone have plaster of Paris? Wait a minute. Listen to that beautiful singing. It must be when they, the priests of the mummy, you know, they want to revive him and... They've got tonal leaves and so on.
You gotta have tonal leaves. You know what they're for, right? I mean, that's what the mummy eats.
Looks like a nice party, actually.
Oh, not bad. A little music's a little slow. Well, over here in the city, we like to take these tools over here and put them in this box. And after we get them in the box, we arrange them in the right order and put all these over here. These sockets have
getting
to be
your socket wrenches socked away.
You're missing these three sockets in here. What happened? Somebody
these aren't
put
my
tools
sockets.
Back. Put their tools away.
Yes, exactly. But you can
now
do that.
Now we don't have them ready.
There's an immense
use.
Feeling of satisfaction when you put each one back in its appropriate place.
Sure. It's better to leave them in their place than it is to actually use them.
What? How does that work?
Because they look good. That's why.
That's why they're not being cleaned out of the kitchen and are blocking the back door.
You know, it's hard to be on the show. We try hard to bring to you.
That's all right, Philo.
Best quality show.
It's okay, man. It's all right, Philo.
Are you ready?
Philo, it's okay.
Yeah, go ahead. We're ready for the show to begin. Are we starting the show now?
Yeah, we're starting it. We're starting the redemption package.
Okay.
You can redeem your show ticket.
Know that thy redeemer liveth. Yes, that's me. I, Dr. Howard Hour, will forgive your sins in the manner of Jesus Christ.
Is the caller still
before
there?
Before me.
Yes, caller, come
and
in,
before
please.
Him, Apollonius of Tyana.
Yeah, Apollonius.
Not yet.
Apollonian.
It's only two G's. Okay. It's only two G's.
Abalone. Lying there all naked and perched up on that pedestal of Abalone
I telegraph
show.
My better half by Morse or by Marconi, but when in need of greater speed, I send an Abalone.
On top. On top.
And here's the teapot.
On top reef.
Short and stout. Right. Lift up the handle and pour me out.
On top reef.
Hold. On top reef.
This is very tedious.
Breathe.
We're just breathing.
Two, three,
people undergoing 7 G's and not very happy.
2 pounds crab apple stout.
I don't know how I ever got through the 7 G's.
The vortex is strong, man.
2 pounds of crap and a 5-pound bag.
And a cracked crab salad.
That's what this show is.
Now, about
7 pounds of crap in a 2-pound bag.
I'm not trying to leave the bag.
Take it with me.
Okay, you can take it with you in this case.
Yes, I can, but pertaining to the aforementioned...
It will not be sealed up with you in your tomb.
Do you have pertaining to the letter that he wrote, pertaining that
according
time
to the party of the first
contract,
part, the party
the
of the second part, or contract in contracted agreement with the party of the first part.
Are you talking about the one that was pertaining to
W&W Productions or whoever it was? Remember that one? L&J Productions?
Are you talking about the thing that's pertaining to the one thing?
Pertaining to the contract that he took.
Actually took that and cut out
the container for the thing
and everything, so he constantly talks about the pertainments to the show.
Do you have that on?
You will have. Yeah,
I'll pertainment you, young man.
No, not here.
Oh, man, that's so great.
Pertaining to the...
Bring that guy back. Don't you think you should put that on YouTube with some random video behind it.
YouTube.
It'd be great.
But do you have Don from Lakewood? I think I got that from Paul many years ago.
No.
It's just a little, like... They did a prank call to a furniture store, kept calling the guy back at like 3, you know, closing time, saying, can you like put the couch out right now and I can look at it? And then you could like put the couch back in the store when you come back in at 8 in the morning. You know, just put it outside and then I can like lie on it and see if it's what I want to buy. And no, I can't do that.
I don't have that.
He made a little drawing face with little, macaroni.
Oh, no, I have seen that.
Everyone's seen that one.
Oh, Lakewood.
Right. Duh. Who made that face?
And then little shadow one. So they cut out a phone and a little puppet guy.
Yeah,
it's
I like
just
that.
Just a fake room, backlit with a little guy walking. I remember that. I can't bring the couch out of the... Really?
Who did those?
Like, I was told...
Don
from Lakewood. I don't know. I was told it was kids. I hope it was kids.
Those darn kids.
No,
we would have got away with it if it wasn't for them.
That's what I mean. I was told it was chillin'.
Even the little shadow puppet
They was chilling out, man.
It was pretty good stuff, but that's all I know in my fake mind.
Suffer the little children.
That's what you get. It takes teamwork to remember stuff like that. You can't do it
on your own. The mind and spirit remains invincible. And vigor soon returns.
It takes a village and a whole village of teams.
It takes a village idiot to...
Every idiot on the team needs to be... giving their fair share. That's the important thing. We all got to pull together to
I'm not that
move
impressed
this wagon
by Cher
forward.
Anymore.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
But
techniques that we use here on the show keep us firmly rooted in terra firma.
Although a little ticklish.
A little tickling the terpsichore. Terpsichorean twerps.
We're always tickled.
Open the window. That smell of terps in here is... the terpsichore, the muse of dance. Yeah.
And now, our testimony.
Oh, man.
There it is. See, it's lying
it's
on the floor.
Berkeley in Northern California now.
Spewing upon the floor.
In Berkeley?
Man, that was hard. I can't do that for another year.
This is Don from Lakewood.
Now, the muse of comedy is Euphrosyne. And the muse of tragedy is Cleo.
Euphrosyne?
Euphrosyne.
And you'll clean it up.
But hail...
That frosts my balls.
Thou goddess fair
and free. Really, really frosts my balls.
In heaven ye clept Euphrosyne.
I like the way you can say that.
And by man...
Nobody cares.
Heart-easing mirth. That lovely Venus at her birth with two sister graces more to her. To iron ivy crowned Bacchus bore.
Ivy crowned Bacchus bore. That's what he wore.
Ivy crown. Euphrosyne bore these.
Does this look familiar? Just the look of it.
Why, isn't that Boba Fett in those long johns? No, it's a robot.
Yeah, it's a robot, and look where it is. Can you tell what country it's in?
KPFA? Wait a minute.
Africa. Nigeria?
Nigeria?
Well, we were just talking about a movie
Bulgaria?
A few minutes ago, Revolution 9.
Yes, it does.
I was wondering if this is like their sales reel. It doesn't have any, you know, somebody stole it and put it on YouTube. I don't know. So it doesn't say, but it
looks like
exactly
robots
like,
marching through a South Africa shanty
town. It looks like the cops. It's a fake ad for robot police that will police your area, and it's all Revolution 9 shots. Same exact technique. So I'm wondering if it has some connection to the folks who did that movie, and we'll do the sequel.
Could be.
But it's gorgeously done. It's a, like a horrible commercial for these.
Wow, a robot running on a treadmill? They need exercise?
No, they're testing them. They're just,
oh, I
they're
see.
Test
yeah, okay.
They're saying, these guys can. I can't put a human on.
Yeah, exercise the one of these guys.
Look at that robot go. Boy, those things are. Once they get going, they really seem to be efficient mechanisms.
Just felt like it was related somehow to that very cool movie.
It, the robots are cool. I don't know why they've got those long bunny ears, but they're cool. Well, that was really something. Yes, that was an eye-opener.
It's a fake I dug it, man.
It's a sales movie, a fake sales commercial for robots.
Thought,
you know, it looks
slaves
like
in a world to come.
That South African place that they shot Revolution 9. I wonder if that's some kind of reel from that studio.
I don't know.
Maybe that was their first movie. Or
Collins.
I'm going to go out there and, on YouTube and see that for my own self.
See it for my own self.
She's a dilly in any man's language.
But I can't find
they say she eats clocks, pop bottles, and rocks. The feathered South African sandwich.
I don't really want the feathers. If you could leave the feathers out, that would be...
It's more like down. It's degenerate feathers.
But that's kind of worse.
This cursorial bird no longer flies. Doesn't need to have flight feathers, and so evolution got rid of them. And there you have it.
Just bowl whip. Yeah, right there.
Scratching his back with a teeth. I'm rubbing him the wrong way, apparently. No, it really, we're all a little bit on edge here. This has been a very crucial 24 hours. We're now sailing between the rocks without injuring the hull of our brave vessel as we drive forward, scudding along under an ocean breeze. And there the Simpligides, the clashing rocks. There the island of bronze. And over there it's Circe's island. You don't want to go there. And
No.
The island of Polyphemus and the other Cyclopes. Huge one-eyed giants and the sons of Poseidon, the Earthshaker.
So, my name is Boxy, and, let's just start off...
They seem a lot less threatening than I thought they would be.
It won't affect the test.
All right.
The Lord, in his wisdom, made the fly, and then he forgot to tell us why.
Okay. I am Boxy, you see?
Look at that guy. I'd like to ask Dr. Halsey.
How did Boxy get... Oh, yeah, there he is.
Old
Ray Harryhausen. Wonderful stuff.
Yep.
Why is that on the...
why is that
there? Little boy. He shows you his butterfly.
Why
would that be there?
It's Boxy being interviewed by the Blade Runner guy.
Braid Runner.
Boxy.
I haven't worn makeup in a really long time, you guys, actually.
Does Boxy have the moxie?
Does Boxy have
the
moxie?
Hey, I want to watch it.
Foxy.
I can't see it.
There's some kid out there trying to look in here.
Get out of here. Keep the kids out.
No kids out.
You gotta get the kids out. So, I've heard tell from other folks that when the YouTube part of the show starts is when everybody shuts up.
Nobody likes us watching YouTube here, huh?
They start diving.
Well, I guess they must think
the
show's broken.
The knob makes the show go away. Yeah, I agree with that.
Kill the show.
They use the kill knob. That doesn't seem a mind.
Instead of doing what we normally do, which is reading from a dictionary, we just get big dictionaries and read from them.
Oh, they're listening to Bob Nelson.
They like the reading from the dictionary part where you just start.
Well, what's your favorite word in the dictionary?
Doctor. Doctor's my favorite word.
Doctor.
Oh, I thought it'd be Bob.
Yeah.
It is, of course, a Latin loanword. A word that has survived unchanged from the Latin into the English language.
But I like dodecahedron, too.
How about icosahedron?
There's our magic word for tonight.
I don't like it as much as dodecahedron.
But the idea
of my favorite hedron,
geometric solid with 20 facets.
I mean, it's an interesting thing, but it's poorly
also
named.
If you've ever seen one, they're really cool.
They're beyond cool.
Icosahedrons.
The icosahedron.
So cool.
Oh, they're real cool, dude.
What about the dodeca icosahedron?
Well, now, that's got quite a lot of facets there. There's so many that you... There's just something about the arrangement of 20 that seems extraordinarily subtle and harmonious.
What about those diamonds that have, like, 74 facets?
Well, a kiss on the hand, maybe quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss... Maybe
nothing
grand,
says forever like
won't
guidance.
Pay the rental on a 5-room flat.
I don't know if I can smell a dead show from that myself either.
Really, can you smell a dead show from that far away?
I don't know if I can.
The show is dying. Is that what you're saying, sweetheart?
No, not this show. I just as the our show.
Come on, we've
the
still got
of
plenty of
show.
Material. Guys, gals, gags, goofs.
Because you saw the Burning Man opera. It's all that thing at the beginning where we steal the from the wreckage and we're your dogs.
I like that thing on Wild. What was it? The apricot,
the wild,
electric
world,
apricot,
the
where they're singing about Burning
game.
Man.
Hey, are you going to Burning Man?
That one's an interesting little show. I like that.
Okay, now we're beginning our descent back
drifting
to the Earth.
Drifting above the surface.
We start in back to Earth about 15 minutes before the end of the show.
Descent module has extended its landing stanchions.
It's stench? It's landing stench?
Cool, huh? We rendered those words for
stench
the show.
Stench ranch.
Each sponson is designed to withstand the G-force.
The sponson Johnson.
Sponson. 47 cents it costs to use that word now.
The sponson Johnson.
In the future, where you pay per word. Because the corporations own all the words.
Yeah, the conspiracy, man. The
to go to a John Shirley reading costs $3,500.
Well, yeah. The security has to be hired for the event, you know, and that the taxpayers pay for it.
Just it's endless. The responsibilities of the modern citizen. I pay less if I leave letters out. That's why texting became the language of the universe.
Everything's big in texting. Texting.
Caller, what are you saying, caller?
Yeah, what? Come on.
Yeah, national quality of the show. You appreciate the national quality of the show.
The natural quality.
The natural.
It's your natural.
Play a little
my Xerox
guitar.
Is smudged.
Pure in the haze, the emerald sun dilates.
Yeah, dilates. Okay. Oh, I'll make sure I make a note of that. I'll dilate next time.
The lips of sparrows milk the mossy stones, while white as water by the lake, a girl swims her green hand among the gathered swans.
That's easy for you to say. But yeah, you've been working on that all night.
What is swimming where?
The electric slimming that we do on the show.
It's
happens automatically. But the sad part is it ends as soon as the show stops.
Sure.
You go back to your regular weight.
Reverend Showstopper.
Oh, Reverend Showstopper. Calls just in time.
To keep the show from coming a cropper.
Are you Reverend Showstopper?
No.
No.
Okay, well, that was a slight
That was the other Reverend Showstopper.
Don't you mean Reverend Chimp Stomp?
There we go.
Chimp Stomper.
Yeah, stomping chimp since 1998.
Go.
Somebody's got to do it. It's a tough job, and we're glad that you've risen
to
the
occasion. We're not going
to
be chumps because of a bunch of chimps.
No. I fell asleep to a 3-week-old hour of slack last night. I think I've been out in the sun too long. Give me a stomach ache.
It did, yeah. Sometimes
slack gives you a stomach ache. Is it too sweet for you,
ate
then?
Too much sugar.
I'm not sure what it was. The stomach ache wouldn't go away.
It's as thick as molasses.
Maybe
and
you had
twice
that gut-wrench stomach ache.
You have to accustom yourself to it moment by moment, bit by bit.
Well, it's not like I haven't built up a tolerance to the show. It's just, I think that one of it on the sun too long.
Hello?
Or in the back of the fridge. I'm not sure which. There was kind of some green fuzz on it.
I would throw that away and not eat it.
I'm too late.
It's funny how you just can't ever depend on the format to be right for all platforms.
And all living things and children.
So strange, so strange.
So sad, so fresh, the days that are no more.
Hey, Chip, stop. Hey, yeah. Chip, stop. I got your thing, but then it's not here in the studio, so I'm wondering if Don Joyce might have walked off with it and gone home with it.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'll have to talk to him and see if he's got it. Your envelope.
Who walked up? The envelope was empty.
The guy, the show before this one.
Oh, he got a call here.
He may have picked it up because I just had it and it's not here anymore, so.
You just had it?
Yeah.
He's had it.
Did you actually look at it?
No, I put it aside and I was going to wait till now to open it while you were on the air, but then.
It's very
it's
scary.
Not here, so I'm guessing he probably picked it up by accident and took it home. I'll have to.
Who knows?
Yeah, well, that's the only place you could go. There's nobody else here in the middle of the night except stupid shows.
Who knows? Who cares? Who wears the pairs of dead man's pants that dance in the darkness of the sun?
Hey, somebody said, did you hear that?
Walk
see
up
that?
Up here,
I thought I did, but I thought it was...
They saved Hitler's mustache and exciting kill hit, Ego. The crazed love of a prehistoric giant for a fresh-faced American teenage girl.
With Richard Kiel in his early intro role, I believe.
In the role of Ego. And his only word of dialogue in the picture.
Ego! Ego!
Now that was a movie.
Yeah, that was a movie. So Saturday night, I'm going to go see Chrome.
But what about Ego?
Oh, man.
Go see what?
No, nobody Chrome. Sees Ego anymore. You can buy that thing for $1.
Chrome. The band, Chrome.
You know, the, like the movie Chrome.
And very similar.
Well, I'm excited about that. I really would like to see them.
And now
the giant ant?
I ran into the Chrome Persons.
Ran into
the Butthole Surfers concert.
Oh, wow.
They were in Portland, I think, weren't they? I saw their...
Portland.
Yeah, I think they were. When,
I saw some
time
there
around when we were there.
Funny how it turns out, isn't it, folks?
Oh, yeah. We're just so famous. We're just all over the place.
We're just all secretly famous.
Those Subgenius guys were on tour recently. I caught them in Portland.
Wow.
Mm. Just remember,
and
folks,
you've got some footage to put up, don't you? Of some kind. Didn't you get us doing our thing?
I did. I put it up there.
It's already there.
It's there and there and there and there.
And we got the regulars back now. Not any cheap substitute.
Certainly not. No corners were cut in the making of this motion picture. No animals were harmed in the events that you have seen portrayed.
But we're all animals in the universe of living beings.
Except those of us were plants.
Planted by a conspiracy greater than ourselves.
Some of us say that they call them shills. But in any case, they're...
Shills ice cream.
They populate the pantheon
and delicatessen special
perpetrators here on the show.
Above the fruited plain.
The Mushroom Man.
Yes, the show, and it's Burning Man.
The show is mushrooming out of control at the moment, like an unwholesome fungus.
Yes, but it'll soon be back in control.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
There's a film called Know Your Fungus. So know your mushrooms.
Yes, exactly. One should know mushrooms, or else one is likely to be very ill indeed.
about that big mushroom festival in the Rockies that happens every year.
Yes.
Giant mushroom in the Rockies?
The clouds.
They go mushrooming. One day, and then they walk down the street in a parade on mushrooms on the final day.
No.
They got up in the morning and left the mushrooming house and went to the streets where they demonstrated all the livelong doodah day. Then, drooping with exhaustion, the giant shrooms returned to their lodgings, stalks and canopies drooping, to prepare for rest for another long day of mushrooms on the street of old New York.
Mushrooms? I don't want to watch that. I've seen it before.
I don't think I'll watch it either.
The mushroom family experiences the life and loves of a great American city.
It takes a long time, and
in doing so,
they're in a closet.
Not only they, but also we learn about
how
life as a mushroom differs from our daily lives.
The Pobuckers who are now doing the balloon thing. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
A visit to the mushroom.
Now, you know what I heard today? Is that there's a company in Canada that has already released a balloon boy Halloween costume.
Yeah, it's so cool. Because on YouTube, there's a thing of the kid throwing up. It's just like, and they just get deeper.
He's
deeper.
Questioned aggressively by the police, and that's just too much for little Tad. And he upjucks over and over
rich,
on video.
But be super famous for
on TV.
A certain amount of time.
Yeah,
it was on
like,
TV
everybody's
too.
Got their 15 seconds of fame.
Yeah. Well, for this, for some window, they'll be there, and they'll be icons forever of the jokiness of the people.
In the meantime, it's a pretty heavy load for a little shaver to carry.
I carry the whole show this 5 more minutes.
Now, if anyone feels prankish...
Gina Tech didn't go missing after Metallica concert.
I the band. Tales to be told in the laundry room.
Oh, that's
better. Well, it's sanitary, but still a very scary place. Yes, indeed. You wouldn't want to be caught there after dark.
Oh.
But by daytime, a paradise stretches before you. Of warm tropical breezes blowing over a beautiful white sand beach.
Long,
the sparkling blue of the Pacific Ocean with fleecy clouds extending to the horizon of another perfect tropical day.
It's all limp and
paradise.
No good anymore.
On the sunny islands of
the elastic is no good.
Larger constellations burning.
Can't stretch
mellow
anymore.
Moons in happy skies, breaths of shade, and tropic palms
stretching
in cluster,
back in,
knots
did you know,
of paradise.
Let's dedicate this
never
last.
Never comes the trader, never floats an European flag. Slides the
dedicate these
the
last few minutes to Jaco Pastorius,
the
famous bass player
from the crag.
That we love so much. He was a wild man.
Droops the heavy blossom.
Do you ever explore Jocko's, do a retrospective
hangs
on Jocko? I would be interested.
Summer Isles of Eden.
What an interesting
resting
guy.
Resting in dark purple spheres of sea.
Amazing bass player. He probably did more to develop the modern style than anybody ever gave him credit for, that's for sure.
There, methinks, would be
Unix machines.
Sure, we've got Unix machines, we've got Macintoshes, we've got PCs, we've got them all kludged together in a giant
more than in this march of
network
mine,
of disparate
in the steamship,
operating
in the
systems.
Railway, in the thoughts
and yet
that
somehow
mankind.
They all talk to each other in a rhythmic, kind of simple language that only computers understand. It's all about
Jay
dots
Wellington
and dashes
computer.
And zeros and ones and
binary
kind
detective
of things. But that's what you depend on us to tell you, and so
the
until
informational
next week,
equivalent
we won't be here
of
next
alternating
week, will we?
That's right. it's
no,
a five,
it's the
it's
fifth
a
Thursday
show.
In the month.
It's a
we'll be free.
Off.
Free!
So, Yeah, you'll be exiting the Over
right
the
now,
Edge Halloween show.
Naked in the fields
at
of flowers.
This time next
at this
week.
This time next week, yeah.
All that.
He'll be dancing naked in fields of flowers, and I'll be
sleeping.
Fielding flowers.
Yeah, sawing logs of flowers.
Just to get a single toothpick.
But we'll be back after that.
We'll be back
ready
at you.
And raring to go.
Rare and full of flavor.
So,
goodbye.